Could a brother just clarify kind of the historicity of this wall of hostility? Could someone maybe just talk about that?
One more time, what was the question?
The historicity of, so like the history of the wall of partition, can someone mention that?
Go ahead. I'm not the history major, so. But what the scripture tells us, that God have chosen the nation of Israel as an example, a symbol of the whole human race. He gave them all his laws, his regulation. He told them what to eat and what not to eat, where to live and where not to live, what to wear and what not to wear. He gave them everything as a kind of a sample to show what they could do. And they have taken that as we are the chosen people, and they were. And because of that, because of the sinfulness of the Gentiles, they kind of start building this wall of separation, saying Gentile could not come in. As a matter of fact, in Deuteronomy, we read that a Moabite or an Ammonite could not come among the people of God. When Solomon built the temple, there was a place for the Gentile called the court of the Gentiles, where no Gentile could go beyond. There is a big red tape, you shall not, thou shall not cross that thing. There was always that separation. As a matter of fact, they might not even shake hands with the Gentile. They would completely they made themselves the center of the universe and kicked everybody away from them. And it was very, very hard. And I think Brother Chuck was touching on that in the book of Acts. There was always a tendency to kind of make that wall of separation. And it was the grace of God that said, you're no good and you're no good. And now I'm not. I think what David said is really, really important. It's not a treaty, a peace treaty between two group of people. I'll compromise a little bit and you compromise a little bit and then we're happy together. God create a new creation, a new man. Go ahead, Chuck.
The Lord Jesus himself maintained the law when he was here as a man. I want us to really see this clearly. And I'm going to give you an example from scripture. In Matthew chapter 8, there is a leper healed. Okay? I want you to just turn and read that. I want you to think of this leper and how he got outside the camp, or how he was put out to begin with. It says here, there came a leper, worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. I want to tell you something. No one had ever done that. No one had ever touched a leper. He was put outside of Israel. He had to holler, unclean, unclean. Who do you think put this man outside when his leprosy was diagnosed? The priest. The law. The law said this man must be outside. And he's referring back to the Old Testament scriptures. The Lord Jesus did what no man had ever done. He healed that man. Now look in your Bible. Mark this if you would. He said, don't you tell anybody. This is in verse 4. But you go your way and show yourself to the priest. The priest is now going to be the witness in Israel that the Messiah is here. The Lord Jesus upheld the Ten Commandments. He upheld the law. He says to the man that was cleansed, go to the priest and you do this. Wonderful thing happens in the next account. There comes in one that is a centurion. He's a Gentile. He has men that live and work under him. And he has one that is sick. The Lord doesn't send the Gentile to the priest. The Lord doesn't send him to anyone. Do you see how that in even the New Testament scriptures, the Lord upheld the law? Go, show the priest on the one hand, not a word about going to the priest if it was a Gentile. Then we come to the book of Acts, and the difficulties came. And most here would remember, would know, that in Acts 15, there's a council over this matter of the law. The wall of partition was that which God gave, which our Lord recognized and owned, and which grace broke down. If I can just see that, one body, one Savior, one blood, the brother mentioned, one center, Christ himself, no more the things that had characterized this world even while the Lord was here in his earthly ministry.
Can we stand and sing a hymn?
Just going to suggest to you that if you want to see in the language of the Spirit of God, the verse that shows us the position of Jews and Gentiles, just read verse 17. He came and preached peace to you. There's again, not we, to you, to ye, to Gentiles, to you which were afar off. That's the Gentile world. And to them that were nigh. Now, that's not nigh positionally, other than positionally, externally. They were in that place of blessing. We know that the Jews' hearts were far from him, but there was positionally that place that they were recognized as in. One was far off, one was near. Through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. And again, I think it's helpful. I'll let you go there just a minute. You are no more strangers and foreigners. That was Gentiles.
I was just thinking about this word nigh. So they were definitely closer to God than the Gentiles, but even they were very far off. The high priest could only go in one time a year. One of the things that God told Moses to tell Aaron, he cannot come always to me. There's only a prescribed time. And they never knew the Father. The Jews never knew, verse 18, we have access. This is one of the spiritual blessings that we have. We've talked about redemption. We've talked about reconciliation. We talked about forgiveness of sins. All of these things are all of the things that we have, every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. And this is one of them. We have access to the Father. What a wonderful privileged place that we now, as one body, have. And I just, you know, by way of just encouragement, how often do we take advantage of that spiritual blessing that we've been given, that we can approach God, not just as our God, but as our Father as well, who knows all of our needs?
So that removes anything and everything that has to do with the flesh. Access to the Father has nothing to do with what we are naturally, and has nothing, and nothing that we have or are in the flesh can give us that access. He's removed all of that, right? The Gentile, that's been changed. Nothing of the flesh. The Jew was still natural man, yes, for chosen for earthly blessing, earthly man, but proving by that one nation that man in the flesh is incapable of pleasing God. So God had to remove all of that. And that's what we've been seeing through these studies. And now we come here and we have access unto the Father. How? By one Spirit. Not by multiple spirits, but by the Spirit of God. This is the only way of access. And so we can even take this and look at this, or look around. And there's many ways that even in Christendom that are being presented as access unto the Father. Well, these are really nothing but the manifestations of the flesh. And it is only but by one Spirit, the Spirit of God, that brings us into access with the Father.